It's time for Quick Calls with Mike the Ref on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network.
All right, folks, it's Mike the Ref here. I'm actually in the back seat of Andre's van. No, do not get any bad ideas here.
It's a Jeep. Come on. It's a Jeep Patriot.
Yeah, I wasn't worried about those ideas, Andre. If we had Ava or one of those girls back here, okay, maybe get some ideas, but...
Ava would never get into the back of a van with you.
All right, let's get off that topic here. It's Quick Calls, folks. We're just heading back from Red Deer from the RCW Uprising show at Festival Hall. I am joined by, of course, the Wrestling Clarity's Andre C.
How you doing, ladies and gentlemen?
And the Wrestling Mind, Brian Hamilton.
How's it going, guys?
Now, what did you guys think of the show tonight overall? What were your highlights of the night?
Honestly, I really enjoyed the Hawks and Leon Grayson match, and also the main event between Jesse Neal and MRB. Both phenomenal matches.
Yeah, it's actually amazing that an inaugural show in Red Deer, which they haven't had one here in a few months.
Yeah.
Well, it's since February.
Yeah.
They had two title matches here, including the North Atlantic Championship, the CEW North Atlantic Championship, was defended by Andrew Hawks.
The first time in how long we've seen that title defended.
Yeah, that's the shocking part here.
Exactly.
Well, and the fact that Leon Grayson did get the win in the match due to interference by Kathy Cougar, getting a disqualification set up so that Grayson would win it. That's definitely got to put Grayson in that title picture for a rematch. What do you think, Brian?
Oh, definitely, for sure. That was a hell of a good match. I thought he was going to win it, and then the female there, the Kathy Cooker, she got involved and got the DQ, but I believe that Grayson should get a rematch for the title because he took Cox to the limit in that one.
Another one of my highlights for the night, though, has to be that crowd. For me being there, it was very different. See, that crowd was chanting, "We want Dick," before the show started repeatedly for a while. It's just weird just to see this crowd like different from Edmonton.
Yeah, it was a very different crowd, and the good thing is, for all the seats that we did put out, it seems that the crowd was pretty much full for that night. We did have to pull some overflow chairs, so hopefully with the next show being Saturday, June 27th, RCW Revolution, hopefully with the Saturday booking as well as a lot of advance notice, we'll get a bigger packed house at that point, so...
Yeah, hopefully we see a bigger crowd. It was a good crowd. Not the biggest we could have seen, but it was a good, decent crowd for a Thursday night show.
Exactly. It was really good. Not bad. Crowd was into it. They had kids there. Everybody. It was great. Great action.
Although the one thing I do need to say is when the kids are at these shows, they got to be told not to go up to the ring while the match is going on. And they were happening multiple times throughout the show. I think he's got to make sure to bring that his barriers with ropes to every show.
Yeah, definitely. The protection of both the kids and the athletes is paramount when we're talking about wrestling here.
I did see one fan. He was an older, probably in his 20s somewhere. Multiple times during the night, man, he would just stand up from his seat, turn around, and take selfies on the match. The best one I saw was after Andrew Hawks lost his match, but, you know, beat up Leon Grayson, he rolls out and he's like panning out to that side of the ring. Dude stands up, takes a selfie. Andrew Hawks plays to him too, which I thought was just funny.
Yeah, and one thing I did see about playing in the crowd, that fan had a lot of interaction. He actually got to use his boot twice during the matches tonight.
Yeah, that was kind of cool.
It was awesome. I like when the fans get to participate with the wrestlers. It makes you feel like part of the show. It's so awesome to do.
Well, at least in your case, Brian, I'm glad that you didn't get injured today in this show, because
yeah.
It hasn't happened in about a month or so.
Weird thing is, I was the one who almost got hit.
Yeah, but that was MRB, so you're supposed to catch him.
No. That was Bobby
that came out of the ring at me.
Yeah, sorry, that was Bobby Sharp that went through the ropes and pretty much hit the seat that I was supposed to sit in instead of hitting Andre. He probably would have looked for that cushy landing there, but...
he thought you were supposed to be there, that's why.
Yeah.
Well, one match that I found was a little underrated, besides that tag team match, because Dick Richards, let's face it, he can oversell anything at this point.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, he was working really well with Zach Mercury and Wavell Starr and Bobby Sharp on the other side. Beautiful tag team match that's right before the main event.
As I decided to dub them during their match, Dick Richards, Zach Mercury, the Universal Dicks.
Amen. So, Brian, any other highlights for the night on the matches?
Highlight of the night for me definitely was the main event between NMRB and Jesse Neal. That match to me was a 10 out of 10, nonstop, back and forth. I didn't know who was going to win. Anybody could have won that one. It was so great. I'd love to see him go at it again.
Awesome. The storytelling between those two, I'll say this, like Mike said, he's been respecting Jesse Neal more and more. I respect Jesse Neal more and more. And he got to go with one of the best in this province right now. And man, they both brought that best out of each other. MRP looked amazing. Jesse Neal looked amazing. That finish, the flying spear to MRP coming off the top, just perfection.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, folks, on my Blown Call show earlier today, I did mention that I think this match could be a possible match of the year candidate. And I definitely do think that that is a great possibility at this point. You guys think so?
Oh, for sure, man. It was such a good match. I can stack it up against some of the best matches I've seen this year, and it will hang with them. So,
oh, yeah, for sure. So far, this match is right up there with some of the ones I've seen so far. And
Just in April.
Yeah, exactly. Well, just in the first 3 months, we've had some great action and really great matches, and this one, I think, by far tops them all so far.
Yeah,
absolutely, and these cards keep getting better and better every show, and I hate to steal the thunder again, guys, because I do this every time on our quick calls.
We know.
But I got three.
Really?
I got three. One had to do in the ring. Two are outside the ring. One, the one in the ring for me, I am really looking forward to Saturday with the RCW women's title match coming up, the six-way scramble. Watching Giselle in her fourth match as a competitor, going up with Kat Von Hees, and the stuff they were pulling off in that ring with a crowd that really didn't know either one of them, and to the point where they were cheering for the girl with the fuzzy boots.
Yeah. I absolutely loved it. The crowd chanting fuzzy boots. But Giselle, I did not expect her to look that good. I know she's only new to the business. But man, she looked so good in that match.
Oh, yeah. Give her a few more months or even a year more training, and she'll be right up there. She is getting really good. The match with Kat Von Hees was fantastic. I thought it was one of the best women's matches I've seen so far this year.
Absolutely, and you throw Violet and Bambi Hall into the mix along with Kathy Cougar as a competitor. This is going to be an ultimate five-way challenge. It looks like it's going to be a five-way at this point, folks. We did receive some inside news that Shelly Martinez may not be able to appear this weekend, but details will come out as we get them. So my second thought on this show has to go with a lot of our fans from the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network. I got to meet a couple of them that came up from Lethbridge in Calgary to see the show, and it was really great to see fans of us and fans of wrestling show up at our venues. So, your thoughts on that, Brian?
Oh, it's fantastic to see people come from different parts of the country, especially Alberta, to come check this out. I mean, we got some of the best wrestling around here. I mean, if people want to come up and enjoy it, well, come on up, and it's one of the best you'll find.
I just thank our fans for coming out. I know we push these shows every month because truly we love them. We love going to all these shows, and we want people to enjoy all these shows. So I want to thank our fans for coming up. I didn't get to speak with any today. I didn't get to speak with one, Ben Waddy. But I know Mike got to speak with a couple, and thank you guys for coming out.
Absolutely. Brian and Derek, I really do appreciate both you guys for stopping by, saying hi. And it's great to hear that fans really appreciate what we do. On makes a difference. And the last one I have to say is the best part of the night. What did you guys think of that awesome ring announcer they had tonight?
Kind of mediocre. Not as good as the guy who did Jumanji and Stetler.
He was all right. I enjoyed him.
Not too bad.
Yes, folks. It was me that got to do the ring announcing tonight. So it was kind of nerve-wracking at the start. We didn't get the sound checks down right because we were doing it in a wrong spot and somebody else did it for me. So once we got that hammered out, turned out okay. Of course, everything's got to be better, but we are definitely the voice of wrestling in Alberta in more than one way here, folks. Between commentating on the RCW DVDs, our commentary on our MPW soon-to-be video cast, details to come soon, and just the commentary that we have here, it definitely is an honor to for all of us to be a part of the wrestling scene in Alberta. Would you guys agree?
Oh, for sure. I'm so appreciative. I've only been doing this a few months, and what it's gotten to give me so far in this business has been amazing. I thank all the wrestlers who I've gotten to know, the promoters, everybody behind the scenes that I've gotten to work with. Thank you all for giving me this chance that I've got, the chance that I've gotten.
If it wasn't for you guys, this would not be happening. Thanks to everybody that's been supporting us. We have listeners from all around the world listening to us, which is unbelievable that we go all the way around the world. So, I mean, keep on listening, guys. We really enjoy it and appreciate it very, very much.
I love talking about local Edmonton and Red Deer. If we could ever get down Calgary product, and we're noticing people from the United States, from all over the world, listening to us, and that blows my mind. The people from all around the world will want to listen to it, and you know what? I appreciate, because I know those people appreciate wrestling.
And the last comment I'll make about that is we just had a new continent added to our list of places that listen to us now. And on behalf of all the Scott Justice fans listening to us from Australia, we thank you once again. Guys, your final thoughts on the show tonight?
Honestly, great show. I'm happy we made the trip, and I'm happy we're getting to do the second ever road trip podcast for Quick Calls. And ladies and gentlemen, just a great show. Get out to see RCW. The show going to be in Calgary on the 8th and the 9th in Edmonton. Check them out both. They're both going to be great shows.
Great show overall. 7 great matches from top to bottom. The crowd was into all of them. It was great. Just keep on coming out. Support it, guys. Like I said, we got lots of good shows coming up this weekend. So come and support it, and hope to see you guys there.
And folks, just a quick reminder, no pun intended there, our next Quick Calls telecast will be put out on Sunday, May 10th, following the May. Wow, I can't realize it's already May. It's going to be on Sunday, May 10th, following the Saturday, May 9th, RCW Anniversary Tour Show featuring Kenny Omega, taking on Australia's own Scott Justice as one of the main events there. But I'm going to wrap up this podcast here. I want to thank the Wrestling Mind, Brian Hamilton, for joining us.
Oh, no problem. It's always fun, guys.
And, of course, Wrestling Clarity's Andre C.
Thank you for having me. And please, ladies and gentlemen, support indie wrestling wherever you are.
This is Mike the Ref. Just reminding everybody, if you're going to make a good call, make a quick call. And this has been Quick Calls on the Road, coming back from the RCW Uprising show in Red Deer, Alberta. Thanks a lot, everyone.
This has been Quick Calls with Mike the Ref on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network. Contact us on Facebook or check out edmontonspn.podbean.com.